All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we love you, we praise you, we magnify your name because, Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. Lord, you are great and you are greatly to be praised of all glory and honor. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to have a roof over here. We thank you for us having a job, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for us having food to eat on the tables. And Lord, we just thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us, God, that you sent your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. Thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. Thank you, Lord. And we praise and we magnify your name, Lord. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, thank you, Lord, that we have an advocate, that you've not left us alone, that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us and that he leads us, he guides us and shows us the way. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for the precious blood of Yeshua. There's power in the blood. We thank you for the blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins, and we've been forgiven because of the shed blood of Yeshua and what he did for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you, Lord, that Yeshua, Jesus Messiah, is seated at your right hand, that here is our faithful high priest interceding for us to have victory in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, we thank you. I thank you, Father, for binding the strong man of mind control and rebellion and deception and witchcraft. In the name of Yeshua, we cut and sever the cords and the ties from the heavenlies. And I pray, Lord God, that your warring angels will topple the thrones of these strong men over these areas and over these regions, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that people's hearts and minds will be open to hear and to receive the gospel. God, I thank you for doing it. God, I thank you for answered prayer. Father God, I thank you for releasing a healing anointing. God, may we experience a healing revival in the body of Christ in the United States of America. God, there are so many sick people. There are so many sick children. And God, I ask that you would empty out these children's hospitals. God, I pray that you would grant healing, that you would drive out the cancers and the leukemias and paralysis and all of the things, all of the biblical miracles that are in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. May they begin to experience these miracles once again, Lord, because the gifts of healing and the gifts of miracles are activated in the lives of people in the body of Christ, that they will begin to rise up and be led by your Holy Spirit, that we begin to pray for the sick in Yeshua's mighty name, and that we will see genuine miracles and healings taking place because you are the Almighty God. Father, forgive us for our idol worship. Forgive us, Lord God, for trusting in the arm of flesh and the wisdom of man instead of relying on your power to do it. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us for placing the wisdom of man above your word, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive this country for the idol worship. Forgive us, Lord God, for walking in rebellion. Forgive us, Lord God, for the Baal worship. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. God, I ask that you would have mercy upon us. And Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you for releasing healing. God, those that are listening to the show today, God, grant your healing power flow from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. God, I pray for healing stomach ulcers. Let stomach ulcers be healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you for healing cancer. The esophagus being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Thank you for that healing power flowing right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I thank you for healing hypertension and high blood pressure. I break the generational curse in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for that healing manifesting right now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for that. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing that heart condition. Lord, open up, open up, open up those blocked and those blocked arteries. Father God, may they open up in Yeshua's mighty name. I thank you for that. God, I thank you for healing the stroke victim. They had the stroke on the right side of the brain. God, I thank you for healing, healing, healing. Restore the use of their limbs. Restore their speech in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for that right now in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, I thank you for releasing financial miracles and blessings into the lives of your people. Lord, I ask that you would bless those that have supported straight from his word, those that have given. I pray, Lord God, that a special miracle be released and that it will manifest quickly this month in their lives, that they will see, that you will bless them with such a miracle and abundance that they were like, oh my God, look what God did because of their act of obedience. Father, I thank you for that. And Father, I vow to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. So blessed be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. We serve a great and mighty God, saints. We got a reason to praise and magnify his name. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something that I say, get on your knees, pray, and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you, to show you what the Word of God declares. I say a little bit here and there, but, you know, it is what it is. Saints, we're living in the last days, perilous times, return of Yeshua, the Messiah is imminent. There's nothing else that needs to happen prophetically for the return of the Lord to take place. That's why we got to be diligent. We got to be steadfast. Keep praying. Keep seeking God. Keep reading your word. Keep praising. Keep worshiping him. Yield yourself. Allow yourself to become a vessel that God can use in this end time move of God. I believe God is going to break forth and do some great and mighty things. We need revival in the body of Christ. We need revival in the United States of America. We need to repent. Oh, my God. I just sit back, saints, and I look. I say, God, help us. God, help us. Lord, I'm just like, Lord, the people are losing their minds. In the direction that we're going in, I'm seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled. And I'm like, God, we need you to show up. God, we need more of you. You know, part of the problem, saints, is that we replace the gifts of the Holy and the presence of the Holy Spirit with hype and entertainment. A lot of times, you know, I have my favorite gospel artists that I like to listen to and praise and worship songs. And you can tell the difference, those that have an anointing on them and those that are just making noise. And most people can't distinguish the difference. That's a bad place to be in. And I realize, you know, a lot of people, you know, and you know, I turn on the Christian radio station, I'd be listening, I'd be like, you know, I'd be wanting to have an encounter and experience with God. When I listen to someone who's called to sing, anointed to sing, and I can tell the difference immediately, because the presence of God will come on me in such a way, I'm like, wow, yeah, this is it right here. But the person that has a gift to sing but no anointing, they're just making noise, and people think that's okay. We got to get back and recognize that we are missing out on having divine encounters with the living God because of our minds and how we've embraced things and how we have allowed the enemy to come in and to deceive us. And we are playing church instead of being the church. What does that mean? The called out ones. We are not engaging the kingdom of darkness. We're not being militant in our praise and in our worship and our prayers. Because it's all about the heart. And we need, when we truly look and we see what is taking place and going on in our society today, we need to say, God, we need you to show up. Father God, show up. All you got to do is look at the headlines in the news and see what is taking place. It should be troubling to us that we've elected leaders that are promoting Satan's agenda. The spirit of Antichrist, spirit of rebellion, spirit of lawlessness, everything that God stands for. And this is where we in the body of Christ, we need to get to the place where we say, Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us for siding with one political party over another party. Lord, forgive us for voting for these individuals that are enacting policies that are not only damaging our country, but they're hurting us physically and emotionally and spiritually. Let me say this, saints, and some of you probably have never really considered this, but when you study in the Old Testament, the Bible declares the Old Testament was written for our admonition. We need to recognize and understand that our government leaders, by the policies that they enact, get us in trouble with God, breaks our fellowship with God. That's what the kings were doing in Israel. When you had the ungodly kings in power and authority, they were enacting policies that led to Baal worship, idol worship, and rebellion and lawlessness. And it got Israel in trouble with God. And here we have the United States of America that was founded on Christian principles, biblical standards. And throughout the years, there's been an erosion and a turning away from God's word and embracing the spirit of the world, to where what is taking place should not be happening in a quote-unquote Christian country. You can go into other countries to where whatever their state or country religion is, it is what it is. And it's consistency. But because everyone has such religious freedom here in America, and then we vote for politicians and people and we put them in office who don't have God's agenda, they're not trying to please God. They're not trying to serve God. This is a part of the spiritual warfare that has been taking place. It is a part of the deception that is taking place, to where the enemy has deceived the minds of people to embrace these things. And it's a doctrine of tolerance. We need to say, God, we need you to show up. God, we need revival in the body of Christ. God, I need revival. God, I need you to ignite my flame and my passion for your word. Ignite my passion for prayer. Ignite my passion for worship and praise, God. Lord, help me to be and get me into the place to where I had delight to be in the secret place, to seek the face of God, to be in a relationship with the one and living and true God. Lord, remove every stumbling block. Remove every obstacle. Remove any and all things out of my way, Lord. Anything that is hindering me from pursuing you and walking in relationship with you, Lord, remove it. Let it not be an idol, O God. Let it not be an idol, O God. Let it not be an idol, O God. Remove it, because God, I want to be in that place. I want to be that yielded and surrendered vessel, Lord, that you say, God, here am I, use me. When Isaiah had the encounter and Isaiah had the revelation of God, and God allowed him to see his holiness and his majesty. Isaiah, let's go there real quick. Isaiah chapter 6. We'll get into the word. I'm just going with the flow of the Holy Spirit right now, saints. If that's all right, you don't mind, because that's why we call it straight from his word, because I believe God is speaking to someone or to many. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 1. This is when Isaiah was commissioned. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, in Isaiah 6, verse number 1, he said, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And, you know, my beginning theme and the first message I preached in this year, 2022, was that God has no equal. God is the one who is seated on the throne. And I believe the Lord wants us to get that mindset, that we begin to embrace and understand that we are children, sons and daughters of the Most High God, and that no matter what Satan tries to come at us with, what the spiritual warfare and the spiritual conflicts, that stuff has no impact on us, because we serve the living and the true God. He had this revelation, and I said, we need to get this in the body of Christ. We need this revelation. A lot of times when I've preached and I'm up there standing and I'm saying, people are looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm saying, we need this divine, heavenly revelation that God is the one that is seated on the throne. God is the one that is high and lifted up. And we need this revelation of God's holiness, because once we get that revelation, our life will change. You see, we've been preached, it's been so much self-centered preaching and so much, my mama used to call it milquetoast preaching. that our identity has been stolen. Satan has stolen our identity. He's an identity thief. He has stolen who we are in Christ as his sons and as his daughters, and his power and authority has been delegated to us because we no longer consider him as God. We have reduced God down to our level as a Santa Claus. Oh, God, give me this, and God, bless it, and God, give me that. No. In the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Father, give every person that is listening to this broadcast this revelation. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would give them this vision and give them this revelation. Open up their eyes that they might be able to see what Isaiah saw, that their lives would be changed. And above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And this is the cry. And you see the same cry in the book of Revelation. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You see, when we get this revelation of God's holiness and who God is, God seated on his throne, we will cry out, Woe is me, God, for I am undone. You see, we have a tendency to get complacent in the body of Christ, just like the children of Israel. And we think because we've said a prayer in the past and we're good to go. But yet we have unforgiveness and bitterness and anger and jealousy and envy in our hearts. We have unconfessed sin that we've not laid on the altar of God. And we're saying, God, I need more. God, I need you to do something with me. And we're walking around in our complacency. And as we are complacent, the enemy has no desire to mess with us because he's got us. We're not a threat to the kingdom of darkness. The church, the body of Christ, the believers, we are to be a threat to the kingdom of darkness. We are to be engaged on the offensive, not defense. We need this revelation. God, give us this revelation. And the post of the door moved, and the voice of him that cried and said, Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of God. Let us see your glory. Let us see the King of kings and the Lord of lords. God, let us see. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which had taken off the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched my lips, and mine iniquity is taken away, and my sin is purged, and thy sin is purged. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. You see, when we truly get a revelation and we get caught up and so in love with God that we become the vessel, we volunteer for service. No one has to beg us. We say, God, here I am. Send me. Lord, I will go. I will accept the call. I will embrace the call. I will be obedient to what you've given me to do. And then the Lord gave him his instructions, but you have to get to the place to where you're yielded and surrendered, and you're saying, God, I want you to use me in this hour. Lord, I want to be that yielded vessel that you can flow through, that you can speak through me. Lord, whatever the call is, whatever the assignment is, God, I will accept it. God, I will embrace it. Lord, if you want me to take the money that you've given me, Lord, and if you want me to underwrite and bless and support ministries, God, I will be faithful in doing it. Lord, if you commission me to open up a food program and begin to feed the homeless, God, I will do it. Lord, if you commission me to write a book on spiritual warfare and deliverance ministry, God, I will do it. God, if you want me to stand on the corner and pass out tracts, God, I will do it. Lord, if you want me to begin to go and become a volunteer in the hospitals and begin to pray for the sick, God, I will do it. Why? because I have a revelation of who you are. I recognize that it was through the shed blood of your son, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, that I was redeemed. It was his blood that cleansed me. It was his blood that paid the ransom price, that broke the enemy's power over my life, that I am no longer a victim, but I am victorious in Christ Jesus because of what Yeshua the Messiah did for me on the cross at Calvary. When he rose from the grave the third day, the power of sin was been broken over my life. I am free. I walk in liberty. I walk in power and I walk in authority. Why? Because your son died for me on the cross at Calvary. You have redeemed me. You have given me life. You have given me joy. You have given me peace. The power of oppression and depression is broken over my life. I have liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus. I will no longer be the victim, but I will become the yielded vessel, Father God, that you would desire me to be. God, use me for your glory. Lord, let me make a difference. Lord, let me become a soul winner for your kingdom, Lord God. Let me be the instrument that you want to use in this hour, in this season, God, wherever you have placed me, Lord, let me be that yielded vessel full of the Holy Spirit of God, speaking by the Spirit of God, being led by the Spirit of God. Lord, whatever you've called me to do, let me embrace it as truth, and then let me yield and surrender my heart and my life to you, God, that you can use me, God. Use me, use me, use me. Lord, even if I got sickness and disease in my body, I know that you are able to heal me, that by your stripes I'm healed. And I decree and I declare my healing manifesting in my life today, that I would no longer be bound by the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity, and whatever has held me in captivity would have to go. I would no longer struggle with addiction. I would no longer struggle with oppression. I would no longer struggle with anxiety. Why? Because I have been redeemed. I have the blood of Yeshua. I have the authority of Yeshua's name, and that is at the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, every knee shall bow, which means sickness has to bow. Addiction has to bow in the name of Yeshua. Perversion has to bow in the name of Yeshua, because I have a revelation of you, God, the Father, as the Almighty and the Supreme God. And I bless you and I praise you. And Lord, my life is in your hands. Even Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, he understood his mission. He understood his mandate. And even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he went down to pray, he said, Father, take away this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. God, I want to be right with you. God, I only want to do what you want me to do. God, what is it that you have for me, Lord? What is the place that you've called me to walk in? Because God, if you've called me to walk in this place, you're going to give me the wisdom to get it done. You're going to give me the wisdom to complete the assignment. And how do we get to that place, saints? By yielding, surrendering, spending time in prayer, spending time in word, spending time in worship. And saying, God, I'm coming after you with everything on the inside of me. Let this be the message. Let this be the turning point in your life today that you say, no more. I am a child of the Most High God. I am a son and daughter of the Most High God. My life is yielding and surrendered to the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And God, use me for your glory. God, use me for your honor. Because God, I desire to please you. I desire to serve you. Let me be a soul winner for you, Lord. Let me be a vessel that you can use to make a difference in other people's lives. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. The Spirit of God moving and bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God and allow the Spirit of God to lead you. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, return imminent. And pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel. Remember, Jesus, the Messiah, Yeshua is Lord, and return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.